Hello guys, I just thought I'd come on quickly just to say this little disclaimer. I just wanted to apologize about there are going to be a few glitches in the audio for today, but I'm pretty sure that you're still going to enjoy the discussion that we have today and you'll still be able to follow along. So thank you so much, actually, for everyone who has been listening to the podcast so far, who has been following the journey so far. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys. I hear all your comments and I really do appreciate you. So thank you so much. And I'm going to use this opportunity to also tell you that we are getting close now to the end of the series. We will just take a little break, you know, and then we'll come back bigger and better, hopefully, by the grace of God. So thank you so much once again. Let's carry on with today's episode. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, guys. Welcome back to my podcast. Welcome to a new episode on Jane Speaks Podcast. I hope you are doing well. I hope you great time wherever you are. And today I've got a special guest with me today. And today I've got with me here Mary.
Hi.
Hi, Mary. Thank you so much for coming on to my podcast. I really appreciate you. Mary, is more like a sister in the Lord, a sister friend. She's such an inspiration, to be honest with you guys. She's such a wonderful, lovely, amazing lady. And, you know, she is a specialist optometrist. Wow, I actually said that. I know. I've been trying to say that in a while. And I just said that like that. I was worried I was going to mess it up again.
No, I don't want to do it.
With me here, Mary, like I said earlier, and we'll be talking about personal growth. Yeah, I mean, if there's anything when it comes to personal growth, I know Mary has got so much to say. So I brought her up here, I brought her here today for us to just have a discussion and, you know, learn from her. She's currently studying and she's bagged a few coins into her bag, you know, if you know what I mean. She is very, very brilliant, very well known and knowledgeable lady. So she's got so much to say. I can't wait. I'm excited. I'm excited. Right. So yeah, thank you so much. Thank you. Talking about personal growth today, Mary. So what's your take on personal growth?
I think that's very broad. First of all, thank you for having me on your platform, and you're doing a great job. And I'm so proud of you and how much you have grown as well as a person. And personal growth to me, it's just so broad, like I said earlier. And I like the way you've, you know, poised it. It's personal, you know. There's a definition of growth, which is obviously attaining to do better, and learning and cultivating either new habits or unlearning new, you know, certain habits, or just like in terms of yourself, your mindset, your shaping your thoughts, your mindset, your thinking, growing either in your career. It could also be a personal, like in terms of like fitness. Personal growth could be anything, you know. It could be in so many, it could fall into many categories. And I think for me, overall, it's just doing what is personalized for you, because, you know, the world we're in, everyone's growing in different ways, shape or form, but also making sure that as you're growing, that you are aware and you're keeping yourself happy enough as you're growing, because I'm not feeling like you're in competition with somebody else. It's personal to you. It's your journey. It's your individual growth, it's your individual journey. And it's just also incredible, because obviously what makes it more incredible and more achievable is by having accountability persons around you, who can actually, you know, track your progress and ensure that you're right on track. Because sometimes we think we're growing, and certain experiences then happens, or life happens to us, and we feel like we're back at square one. So yeah, that's why accountability also matters in this journey of personal growth.
Excellent. Thank you so much. When you were talking about competition and your at your own race, I mean, you know, I just remembered I've just had a talk with, not too long ago, and I was just talking about how I've just joined the gym recently again after many years, and I've only just been recovering actually from a pain. I've been in so much pain. Wow. And I was like, so because I've been in much pain, I couldn't go to the gym for 2 days and I felt bad for it. And this is not the first time, it's the second time this is happening. And I've just realized and I've just told myself that, you know what, I think I need to just take it slow and steady, you know. I think because I'm always like, I need to get to that goal. I want to get to my goal. And I'm just really pushing myself unnecessarily. And I'm like, who am I in competition with? Nobody. I'm not competing with anybody. I need to just go at my own pace and just take it step by step, you know. I'm not in competition with anybody. I want to reach my goal, definitely, but I don't need to rush and kill myself, because what's happened now is that I've missed 2 days, whereas I'd rather just go every day and still keep it at a steady rate. I'm not killing myself unnecessarily. I'd rather do that than do it, force myself, and then have 2 days or more days to just be in so much pain and not be able to do the things I want to do. So thank you. Yeah. Because that's very important when it comes to personal growth. You have to go at your own rate, and you know, like you said, not being in competition with anybody. You there's a thing they say that you're in competition with yourself, being the best or being the better person that you were. Yes, you didn't get what I mean. That's very key. That's personal growth. So in your own experience, how have you been able to, you know, I know obviously everyone has grown one way, in one shape or the form, we all go through growth one way or the other. And you know, in your own experience, what are the things that you have done, the steps you have taken to reach the goal, I mean to reach certain goals, and the things you have achieved so far? I know there's so many more to achieve, but the way you are right now, you have to be I'm sure you're very appreciative of where you are right now. So I mean, so am I. I am very appreciative. I've not reached my goal. I've not reached where I am right now. But right now, I'm grateful. So, what are the things that you have done, the steps that you have taken to get to where you are right now?
In terms of things, are you trying to just asking like how, in terms of how I've been able to get to those, adding the growth, level of growth, or are you asking this in particular, like examples?
Examples of things that you, I mean, say examples of things that you have done to reach a certain goal, and lessons you've learned and things like that. Yeah, examples.
Of course, I can obviously break it down into different aspects of my life. Just for example, recently, just approaching my birthday, which was in April, I decided to go on a journey of, like you were talking about, like, you know, trying to get fit. And yeah. I just wanted to lose some weight. And, you know, again, it was personal for me, because a lot of people kept saying, you know, you're fine, you don't need to lose any weight. And I appreciate that. But I wanted to also feel in a certain way when I wore my clothes.
Yeah.
Summer was approaching. I needed to, you know, Boris was left.
Some us girls, what do you call it?
I needed to come out with a bang, you know. So I remember like talking to my husband, and fortunately enough, he just 2 months later, I've lost 4 kg just by walking more. And I know obviously that 4 kg is something you can lose within 2 weeks if you wanted to just go on a, you know, strict diet and stuff. But this is not from not eating. This is from me eating my normal meals and just living my normal lifestyle, but just incorporating a bit of exercise. And, you know, it takes a lot of discipline. Pretty much 5 days a week, if I wasn't driving to work, normally I'll be able to catch up on my, you know, steps. I'll be at my 10K steps. But times where I'll be driving, for example, like 3 times this week, I'll normally get home from work, which would be around like 6 o'clock, 6:30, park the car and change my clothes and go on a 1 hour walk. And that's something I've been doing every day since April. I go on 1 hour walk. Today I've been on a 1 hour walk. I went to City Center, walked around and came back. I'm on my 12K steps right now. So for me, it's taking a little determination, focus, knowing that, like I said, it's about my body, what I really wanted, and just attaining that level of discipline, even in terms of like things I eat. I'm very much more aware of things I put into my body, and times that I eat, I have my cutoff mats. I have days obviously that I treat myself something lovely, something nice, but again, just knowing that I have an end goal of the weight I want to be, which I'm now like 2 kg off. So for me, it's really just noticing the progress every week is a growth that's happened gradually, and just seeing the results has helped kept me motivated. So for me, it's come with a lot of focus, a lot of consistency, and hard work. So yeah, definitely that's an example of something I've done recently in terms of growth, in terms of my fitness journey. So just thought I'll touch on that example. Also in terms of my career, I think just being intentional about where I know I want to be. And I'm a person of faith, I'm a Christian, but I also believe that it's important to put in the work and to be intentional, and not only to intentional but actually do things on time. So what I did was 3 years ago, started my journey of my specialist area, specialist roles, and just gradually every year attaining something new, my level of qualification and area, and just coming up to now in 2011, I'm going to be finishing off my master's in like two months or so, or these particular areas of spirituality. And but that's taking a lot of consistency and determination and hard work, again, sacrifice. On a weekend like this, I would have to sacrifice the time I would want to just chill in bed to like 12 o'clock. I couldn't do that. I would have to like get up, have a shower, and pick up my university lecture for the week, and do my assessment. So days off for me wouldn't be filled with things of leisure. It would be having to put those hours outside of work hours to commitments for my learning. So for me, again, that's an area of growth in terms of my career that that I've been sort of committed to, and it's been gradually it's been a gradual process. It's been a journey, and it doesn't feel like it now, but in the process, it felt really hard at some point in time. When it comes to growth, it doesn't mean that it will be easy. When I first started off my learning, my education, my post grad qualification, I think just a week into it, I lost my mom. My mom passed away, so I had to put everything on pause. For like. And then we started again, but that again was because I knew that if I delayed it, at some point in the future, I would still need to, to do it. So it was either now or later or never. And the only person I was going to blame for it being pushed or delayed forward would have been myself. So I just thought, despite all odds, everything is, not right at this moment, because I was gonna get married, and I was getting married in 8 months, and I still had to fly to Ireland for my exams. I was working 6 days a week, trying to build up savings towards the wedding, and still committing those hours towards my studies, in the midst of other commitments as well. So for me, growth comes with a lot of sacrifice, and being able to get up again when you feel like you've not attained what you need, or when you feel like there's a pushback, either financially, there's a pushback mentally, there's a pushback emotionally. Acknowledging yes, that there is a pushback, but not lingering in it. That's very important to have a level of growth. If you stay still, if you stay put, you wouldn't get that growth that you need. So the growth comes from actually doing. It's very important to be able to do, to be able to get that level of growth and results you need.
Yeah, excellent, wonderful. I mean, you've just touched on something I was going to actually ask, you've mentioned it already, because you're talking about determination, which is very important when it comes to personal growth, consistency, sacrifices, and things like that. The big one there is sacrifice, and determination is not something that always comes to you all the time. Doesn't wake up determined. Sometimes, like you said, you just want to lie in bed, you know? You just don't want a human to, you don't want a mom or dad, or you don't want to do anything to just want to lie in bed. But, you know, so where do you, as a person, as an individual, where do you get to that, you know, that drive sometimes? There are times where you just don't want to, but what kind of pushes you, or where do you, shall I say, passion, what just keeps you going? Yeah, let's say it that way.
I'm going to take it in different lights. I think for me as a person, generally, I think my, you know, my friends, my family describe me as a very motivated person generally. And that's not because I don't have my down days, but I've always been quite driven naturally. But what for me, I think helps me, you know, have that focus or have that level of determination is for me thinking about the end goal. Whenever I imagine what would the outcome would be and what it would add to me, or, you know, the opportunities it would bring my way, it just, you know, helps me just link, like, just stay put. And for me, I've always been that kind of person where I don't look at another person's garden. I don't look at another person's life. I pretty much stay focused on my journey, and because of that, not comparing myself to another person has really helped me hugely in not feeling insecure about where I'm at, or feeling like I need to be in a competition with somebody else. So motivation generally is easier for me that way, because I'm just kind of naturally very focused on my journey as an individual in my life. And I understand, I also have an understanding of the word of God as a Christian, and just confessing the word of God, knowing what God has spoken over me. You know, sometimes I read my Bible devotion in the morning and I hear a word and I have a word dropped in my spirit, and I just see the evidence of it in my life throughout the day. And I know that for me, just seeing those results, how the word of God operates in my life, and knowing that God really has a plan and purpose for me, and through what I need to do, because I don't, those areas that I've mentioned that I'm trying to grow in are things I commit into to God's hands. I've seen how God wants the result on the other end of it. So I feel like just by confessing the word of God and seeing the results that it would bring to me helps keep me going. In spite of the bad days, in spite of the, you know, anxious moments.
Well done. Thank you very much for that. I mean, I just want to touch back. I don't know if I can. If I can touch back on you, you know, you were studying at a time when you lost it. So I just wanted, like, because I mean, it's just for the benefit of those other people who are probably listening right now and are just like probably going through certain similar things. You know, they've got something going and they have to struggle, especially, you know, during the pandemic. I'm sure a lot of people may have lost loved ones and things like that. And, you know, own experience, I mean, how were you able to kind of, I know you said you're naturally motivated, but let's be honest. You know, I was talking earlier, I think on the radio, you know, we are all, as women, especially African women, we are raised to be strong. We are strong. We can do this. We are this. We are that one. I think that we say so much about, we don't say so much about the times where we're not so strong, the times where we are down, and where we're vulnerable, and where we just, you know, want to say, I'm not okay, you know? So yeah, it's just something I just want to, just, you know, I mean, in the littlest way you can just say it, that something or a few things that, you know, that brought you back and say, you know what, I need to finish this course, I need to do it, if, even though, you know, because if I don't do it, I won't be, you know, that kind of, all the things she said earlier. So what was that thing?
I think for me, just naturally, when you've lost someone, yes, you are feeling down, but even right, you know, during that moment when my mom was really sick at the hospital, you know, she was quite worried that I was going to be taking on that, I was going to go on the journey of doing that postgrad. And I think she felt, even at that moment, I could see it in her eyes, even if we couldn't physically, like, you know, voice it out. Like, I think it's just that thing of, would this girl be able to actually do this? Like, you know, if I'm gone, would this girl be actually able to pick herself up again, you know? And for me, that was naturally my motivation, just knowing that, you know, my mom, I wanted to make her proud, and that's something I know, you know, without a shadow of doubt, she would have wanted me to do and finish, you know, strongly with. You know, my mom was big on education. My mom, you know, was something that was something that she was well known for, even amongst not just from our peers, families, you know, and she touched and impacted lives greatly from, you know, her work, her career. So without a shadow of that, I knew that was going to be a thing that would really make my mom proud. It was something that I wanted to do that I knew would be of great benefit for me, but I knew that that's something that without compromise my mom would have wanted me to do and finish with. Yeah, so that was something that helped me pick up again. So I did give myself a break, you know, so I could fly and, you know, and we go, we travel to bury her and everything. And then once that phase was over, I just gradually picked it up. So like it was 12 weeks worth of lecture, but in the first 3 or 4 weeks I wasn't doing anything on lectures. I couldn't even, yeah, so I'm not saying that it's easy because I had it, like I had it all figured out from the start, but it was something I knew that I've started this and I'm going to finish it regardless whichever way shape or form. I'm going to have to do it. But just knowing that my mom was going to be was something that I knew she wouldn't have wanted me to be on. It self-motivated me to keep going.
That almost that got me. That got me there. That got me there. That is amazing. Wow. Wow. Yes, it's quite inspiring because I hope that this could can help other people, you know, to keep going, you know, no matter what you're going through, and to just can take a break if you want, but don't forget the goal. But you know, I don't know if you've ever experienced like a time where you actually have to just, I don't know how to say, wait. You know, like you say, you 3 months. You, I don't know how it was for you. Maybe having to, you know, take a break. But you know, there are moments in our lives as human beings that, you know, especially as Christians, where we're waiting on God. You know, I don't know if you've experienced a particular moment in time. You know, so far we've been talking about do it. But what about when God is saying, no, don't do it, just wait? how have you, if you've experienced that, how have you been able to deal with that? What did you do? What did you not do?
I think for me, it's normal. Like obviously we have our plans, you know, all figured out, you know, we have our yearly goals and monthly goals.
I feel like, sorry to cut you, I feel like you're that kind of person that I've got this goal. You know, yeah, just and you know, in a way I am that kind of person as well, that I've got this thing, this is what I want to do. And blah blah, I've, you know, I've got it all sorted out. You know, I'm the kind of person that likes to plan. I don't know if I'm probably the same as well. That likes to just plan, and I need to have this all there, all sorted out, this like that. But and then God just comes and be like, just scatter everything. You know, I think I saw a poem says that God, something about God spoils your plan so that it goes to his own plan or something like that. So it's, you know, like you said, man versus God disposes. So a lot of the time, sometimes we have all this thing, we think we've got all sorted out, we've planned everything out, and then God just comes in and be like, no. So it's that kind of sorry, just carry on there. So what do you know about the situation?
I think for me, like you said, if God disrupts a plan, for me it's not even like something I have to debate. I try to as much as possible commit it to the hands of God, even if it comes up if I really like a house, if I really like a house and I'm like, should I go for that house, should I move to that house, I would until I feel like that's where God wants me and my family to be. Even coming to a job, like as an optometrist and being a locum, I just don't take on any jobs. So like I have the option to choose where I could work, but there's sometimes where I feel like God just disrupt my calendar and I end up canceling some jobs. because that's not where God wants me to be. And, you know, I've made it a prayer point of mine that I've even told God, I said, if I'm not meant to be in a place and I end up having to have booked it, cancel it, even if it's like a day before. Because if it's not going to bring, if that place I'm going to is not going to bring peace, or it's not going to, not where you want me to be. Even if I've accepted the job and I'm meant to, it's been booked in my diary for up to 3 months and it happens to be a day before, just cancel it. And I see how God works. So for me, because I'm the power and the hands of and of God generally in my life and my family, when God disrupts and tells me to wait or stay put, I just stay put. Again, that's come with sort of like more of an experiential knowledge of who God is. It's not something that could come on overnight. So I I never see a thing of crying back, you know, back tears. I just see it as God has a better plan. It's just a reroute. It's just a pause. It's not the end of it all. God definitely has, because he knows the end from the beginning. That's where I see it. So, and that means a lot, just thinking about it from that direction, because God is the author of everything. And he knows what's going to happen the next 1 week. So if he says, you know, pause for the next 3 days, stay put. I believe I'm going to stay put, because I'm like, those next 3 days, after those 3 days, it's going to make sense. God's going to blow my mind. God's going to do something that's amazing. As something to cry on or wail on, I just stay put. And I think as human beings, we need it, because we need to, well, I think it's important to have that sense of ownership to God, because when I say ownership, like response to God, because we take life as we just have, like I said, we have our goals, we have things we want met, but if everything was being if everything went our way, then there would be no need for God. It humbles me. It humbles, just when God interrupts things, it humbles me and keeps me still.
And it's very essential with our work with God, really. It's very, very essential, because I personally I've learned over the years to just wait on God. I mean, you were talking about 3 days. There are times where it's not even more than 3 days, and I must say from my experience, it's not that easy. You can just it's not that easy when you're not, it's not just more 3 days, when it's getting to months and months. But what I've come to realize, and what I've come to know, I mean, knowing the God that we serve, is that what he has for you is, like you just said, it will blow your mind. I remember one time where I just heard this word reveal certain things to me, what is going to happen. And then, and you know, when you hear what, like you were saying about, you know, listening to other people, but sometimes, you know, you just can't help it sometimes. I mean, it's not as if you purposely want to get listen. You just find it that just happens. You hear people's stories, you hear this, and you just think, when is my own going to happen? Or, you know, how, you know, look at this one is doing this. When, why is my, that kind of a thing. And it's not like you're comparing, but you just kind of want it. And then something to me, I said, don't think about what those people are having right now. Do not think about it, because what I've got for you is, when it comes, it's love and more than what all these people are talking about. That just focus on me. Focus on my word. Just, you know, and that was just like a consolation, you know, to just be like, okay, if mine takes for many, so, I mean, hopefully not, but if it takes longer than other people, it's because God is cooking. And they always say something about preparing it for no one's things. Takes longer to cook. That means it's well done. Like you always say. So sometimes yours might be taking longer than necessary, but just know that it's because what is going to be amazing, just like an innovator or an inventor, you know, they take years. It's not something they just cook up straight away. They take years and time to actually bring whatever they invent out. And a lot of them know what they've gone through, you know, many trials and everything they've gone through during that time. And it's great. Thank you so much, Mary, for coming. I don't know if you've got any questions, because I feel like throwing questions at you. So have you got anything you want to ask me?
No, absolutely. I mean, the only thing I'll throw back at you as well is, you know, in your place of growth, you know, what growth mean to you, you know, as a person. That would be my hear your take on it. And
okay, yeah, I mean, I think I've said it earlier already. The person than I was yesterday, really. And it's just, you know, like I said before, that I've been the kind of person that, you know, to be honest, initially I never really had, you know, I wanted to do something. I wanted to be this, be that, you know, when I grow up, you know, we all have these dreams that we want to be this person or a particular job, want a particular role. And, you know, I started working with God. Even it was at the stage where I was doing my master's, I realized that I had an epiphany that, you know what am I doing? Like, I don't think this is it for me. You know, I've wanted to do from the in-between. I mean, I wanted to try out. While ago, I've tried them out. It's like, and it's something that I actually enjoy. I do, and you know, when I was still trying to achieve the certain goal, I realized that it wasn't my goal. It was something that was instilled in me that, oh, this is going to be a good goal. This will be something for you to do. And I kind of like, oh, I like that idea. Yeah, why not? You know. And it was something I was pursuing. But then I got to that stage. I've been like, you know what? I don't want to do this no more. I realized that I've tried what I could and it's not working. And I went back to God and I realized that this is not where God's directing me. So for one thing I would say when it comes to my personal growth, is just relying on God, really. And it's kind of helped me to, you know, navigate my life, because I when I look back, I'm grateful to God, because I mean, it's just life with God is just, you know, and he has so much more. You may have your own dreams, you may have the things you want to do, but with God on your side, I mean, like the singer said, with God on your side, life is much sweeter. So I feel like relying on God in every area of my life, like literally every area of my life, you know, and you know, just minding my own business. Sorry, they're always like, just, you know, like you said, just focusing on me, you know. It's not being selfish, but it's just, you know, not comparing yourself to other people and looking at other people. It's very easy to, because there are distractions. That's one thing that just to get you away from your from where you're going. And one thing I've also learned, I mean, part of my growth, to be honest, is, which I've shared so many times on the podcast, is that my social media as well, you know, the things that you watch, the things that you actually read, and things like that have a great influence on your growth. So recently I've filtered, you know, my social media. I've literally gone through a whole filter. I've had to even close one of my Instagram pages. I've had to do many things, you know. And, you know, and I think one of the things also that has really helped me, books, you know. I did like to read books, but, you know, just novels and things like that. But now reading education, reading self, you know, just growth books that helps you grow. You live and learn, like you always say. So you always have to learn more, and those are the things I've been doing to improve myself, really. And it's just, that's it. I don't know if I've answered the question, but
no, absolutely, definitely answered it and given like great details. Yeah, definitely great. Just like to hear and also learn from other people's responses. A good way of like having a better outlook on life. Definitely, thanks for that.
Everyone's got a story, you know, everyone's got a story. There's so much you can learn from them, no matter how weak or small they are. So I'm so glad to hear from your story as well. I almost heard that when you were saying something, but I'm not gonna go there. I'm like, wow. So thank you so much, Mary, for coming onto my podcast today. You know, I really, really appreciate it. Thank you for sharing your story. I really appreciate it. I hope you've had a good time though.
Well, definitely I have. Definitely loved interacting and just sharing what came to mind and heart and that period of time as she was speaking and asking those questions. Yeah.
One more thing though, before you go, actually, I just wanted to know, what do you do? As in, I mean, for people that don't know, you know, what's a normal day for you as an optometrist?
So an optometrist is a health professional that examines the health of your eye. They would be the persons you would see commonly at the opticians, such as your Specsavers, Vision Express, Boots opticians, and likewise a lot of independents. And they would also dispense your glasses and also can give you or prescribe your contact lenses as well. So yeah, and that's pretty much what we do, just checking the back of your eye, make sure they're nice and healthy, and checking your glasses for you and contact lenses.
Okay, so you don't do anything to do, you know, with the scientist, I mean, how do I say, no, the deep part is not just glasses, you do anything more in.
So that's like me just generalizing the word optometrist. Oh. So not that. If you want to, we do when you talk about science behind the eyes, that's what would you, as a health professional, you should understand the anatomy of the eye anyway. Yeah. But in terms of doing more of like, if for example, I work in a hospital one day a week as a specialist, and that's pretty much me focusing at everything to do with the back of the eye. So I don't really issue out contact lenses or anything like that with my specialist area. I do certain areas such as glaucoma, medical retina, and low vision. So I specialize in those areas. So which is different from the community, because at a hospital, you're just pretty much treating the health, the eye conditions, because you know, if there's something going on the back of the eye that is sight threatening, they might need to have a laser done. So you work with a consultant at the hospital hand in hand. You work with the health professional, work with the nurses, the triage nurses, they work with the registrars. So it's quite more of a multi-professional team at the hospital. And then it's all about the health part of the eye at the hospital. So that's a bit much more deeper. But not every optometrist, you know, go into that area. That's something, again, if you are interested in, you have to sort of specialize more and go pull into that area. So it's quite different working in a community of opticians from the hospital. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Mary, once again. Really appreciate you coming onto the podcast. I hope we'll see you again. You come on to us to talk to us again.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. And I'll catch you again next time. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.